He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the August 21st, the solar eclipse version of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We're a little overcast here this morning, so I don't know that we'll get to see it, but I'm sure it's going to get dark outside. It's going to be strange and a little dark outside on the market today. We start the week in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now down 48 points. 21,625. So we've definitely backed off from the all-time high, which was about 22,100. We're down about 500 points now from that all-time high, which on a percentage basis is about that much, not much. The S&P is down 5. It's at 2,420. I think it's about 1.5% off of its all-time high, however. The NASDAQ is at 6,196. The NASDAQ was pushing 6,400, a little over that. Now we're at about 6,200, so we've also seen a little bit of a correction there. Crude oil is down 36 cents right now to $48.15. Crude seems to have resistance in the $50 area. Gold is pushing higher this morning, up $6 an ounce, $1,297. We'll see if gold can crack through the $1,300 level this week as a little bit of tension over the weekend between us and North Korea. Silver's up 9 cents to 1709. The 10-year bond sitting chilly at 2.19%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, President Trump's vacation is over. seems like he caused a lot of trouble during his vacation. We'll see if he can do better now that he's off vacation. If he can just zip it a little bit, the mouth, and try to control the words coming out just a little bit more self-discipline there. But he will be announcing a new plan for Afghanistan today, and they will be cranking up the gears on tax reform, trying to maybe get it before a vote, before their next recess. They get more recess, let me tell you. They have another big one coming up. They just got back to work, didn't they? The solar industry is prepping for the eclipse. We'll see how that works out today. I talked about this several weeks ago. Millions of Americans, utilities, and grid operators today will be closely watching the first total solar eclipse spanning the entire continental U.S. since 1918. 100 years ago today. Is it a sign from heaven? We'll see. Glued to their monitoring systems, as many as 12,000 megawatts. Is that like Back to the Future? That was gigawatts. Gigawatts. Was that what the professor had? Gigawatts. This time it's 12,000 megawatts of solar power will vanish along the path of the moon's shadow, while natural gas generators and hydroelectric plants help fill in the gaps. The worry is, when the solar comes back online, will it jam the system? So be watching your chandeliers here today. China responds to U.S. trade probe. Well, we heard this brewing a couple of weeks ago, last week maybe, about investigations into China stealing intellectual property. Imagine that. Could they be doing that from the United States of America, which China flatly denies? And could a trade war be brewing? Beijing has responded to Friday's announcement of a U.S. investigation, expressing strong dissatisfaction with the unilateral protectionist action. You know, that's not what protectionism is, China. I think they've got their terms mixed up a little bit, but they will take all appropriate measures to resolutely defend China's interest. All right, that's a good way to start the week. And they're still working on NAFTA. Of course, one of the Trump promises as candidate Trump was to redo the trade agreements, and beginning with NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement. Those talks wrap up in Washington, the first round of talks between the U.S., Canada, Mexico, the United States, committing to an accelerated and comprehensive negotiation process that will upgrade our agreement. We'll see how that what kind of changes are made in that NAFTA agreement. War games start on the Korean Peninsula. Well, we know what the rhetoric between North Korea and the U.S. did to the markets a few weeks ago. We had a spike in the VIX like we haven't seen in a long time, like those solar power generators coming back online. All of a sudden, the VIX woke up from a long eclipse of its own when we started hearing words like fire and fury and Guam. Well, the 10-day event, War Games on the Korean Peninsula, begin soon. It happens every year at this time, but still, our friend over in North Korea warning again about they will defend their territory. Goldman Sachs gets a license to trade stocks in Saudi Arabia. You know, I continue to see this global move towards stocks all over the world. And I have been saying here, you know what? We do not have a corner on the greatest stocks companies in the world here in the U.S. There's some very excellent companies around the world, in Japan, in China, in Europe, in a lot of the emerging markets. Last week, I added about 400 stocks to the app, mostly from Europe. This week, hopefully today or tomorrow, I'll be adding another 400 or 500 that are ready to go. They're European stocks. And we are also working on a lot of the emerging markets where we have probably a couple thousand to add before it's all over, to the Best Stocks Now app, so that we can look at under rocks all over the world trying to find those best stocks now. What about Jeffrey Immelt? Okay, I've knocked Immelt many times here on the air. 10 years, the last 10 years of GE, he made more money than the shareholders. He made a lot more money than the shareholders did. Now he's favored as the new CEO at Uber. That seems a little weird to me. Of course, Uber wants to go public. They're anxious to get that IPO before their reputation is hurt anymore, I guess. Uber's had its issues recently. They recently let go their former CEO. It's still a private company. Would you be buying Uber on the IPO? Snap hasn't worked out so well, has it? Well, with Immelt at the helm, I would definitely not be buying Uber. He didn't do so well as the CEO of GE. How's he going to do any better at Uber? Walmart is expanding their online grocery delivery test. Hey, what about Walmart? Can Walmart make up for lost time against Amazon? I don't think so. You know, once you lose an opportunity, it's really hard to get it back. Look at Microsoft joining in late in the phones, the smartphone game. They were too late to the party. The market share had already been won by Google and by Apple, and in fact, Microsoft has recently given up on their smartphone. I'm not a fan of Walmart stock. There's another stinker that has gone about 1% or 2% per year over the last 10 years. I think they lost a chunk of market share to Amazon, and I don't think it's coming back. Target cuts ties with Hampton Creek. Who's Hampton Creek? That's that startup in the Silicon Valley. the plant-based food startup, which has imitation plant-based eggs and mayonnaise and all kinds of things that are good for the heart. Target thinks that they have safety issues. It's been a very controversial company, Hampton Creek has. Big threat to the dairy industry. I use a lot of their products. The brand name is called Just, J-U-S-T. I especially like the Chipotle mayonnaise. But Target's going to pull it from the shelves. That's got to hurt this little startup up in the Silicon Valley called Hampton Creek. Well, this is Bill Gunderson. We've got a big week coming up here in the market. Has Trump put the nail in the coffin of this current bull? We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Minnesota looms out there, looms large. That's coming up in 3 weeks. We'll be headed up there to the Bloomington area, the Mall of the Americas, to do our workshop and meet with folks up there. Rob is the keeper of my schedule. While I'm there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and you can reach him at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. You can also reach us on our website at GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com. I talked a few weeks ago about those Tesla bonds, okay? You could have bought those bonds. I believe they came out at 5.7% for the next 7 years. I'll tell you a little story. We were at the outlet mall the other day, my wife and I, and we came out, and there were a couple of Teslas there that they were displaying. I guess this is one of the ways they market Teslas. They, you know, this is in car country. We have a big car country Carlsbad right across from our office here with all of the dealerships. Tesla obviously does not market their cars that way. Sometimes they have stores inside of malls. In this case, they had just pulled up a couple of cars into the parking lot, and they had them all open. They had the SUV there all opened up with the gull wings. It looked really cool. White leather seats, two-tone with black trim. Very beautiful. And, you know, I was looking in it and everything and showing my wife. I said, see, this is the new, this is the SUV Tesla, Lynn, And I just kind of asked the guy. There were two guys there representing the company wearing Tesla shirts. And I said, you know, just I don't see a sticker in the window. Maybe they're afraid to put a sticker in the window. I don't know. I said, you know, what would this run me, this SUV that's all tricked out like this? He said, you know, about $125,000. I remember my first condo that I bought was $150,000. $125,000 for an electric SUV. And then I kind of said to my wife, wait, honey, you never have to fill it up with gas. And she did the math in her head. Okay, her Prius cost her about $40, maybe $100 a month in gasoline. How many years would it take at $125,000 for this new car? You know, she figured it out. It was like 75 years or something like that to make up the difference. I said, yeah, but their resale value is really good. She said, 75 years from now? Really? And anyways, you know, I mean, look, I really think Elon Musk, P.T. Barnum, is one of the great salesmen of our day, and he needs money. He had to borrow money in order to produce this latest line of Teslas, the cheaper, in quotation marks, model. I think the basic price doesn't include much. You know, if you want a steering wheel, that's extra. If you want wheels on the car, that's extra. But that base price on this new one is supposed to be somewhere in the $35,000 to $40,000 range. But he doesn't have the money to produce the cars. And he had to float $1.8 billion worth of bonds in order to get the money to buy the materials and to get the assembly line cranking to fulfill the orders for the new car. And I talked about the bonds that he was floating. They're junk status. They're triple B minus, which my son's report card was similar to that. I'm just kidding. I'm sure we've gotten plenty of B minuses in our day. But anyways, I mean, they eventually sold for, there was so much demand for those Tesla bonds that it drove the price that Musk had to pay to only 5.3%, due in 2025, 7 years from now. So they had more than enough people wanting in on that bond sale. Now remember, the company is losing money, which is generally a big, big red flag to someone buying a bond. But those folks that stepped up to the plate and bought those bonds at 5.3% have already lost almost 3% in principal. The bonds were issued just a week ago, and they are now trading at 97 cents on the dollar. So, yeah, you may be getting that 5.3% if you hold them to maturity, if he's got the money to pay you back at that point in time, 7 years from now. But if you need to sell the bonds today, you're going to get 97 cents on the dollar. So you've lost 3% of your principal, which means that those bonds should have initially been priced in the 7 to 8% range, but because of Musk salesmanship and the hype over the Tesla name, they went down to 5.3%, and the poor folks that stepped forward and bought those bonds, in fact, there was excess demand, are now sitting holding bonds that are down 2.4%, 2.5%, almost 3% in value. So you know what? I still do not like the bond market. I know the bond market continues to defy gravity. We've had two rate hikes. We've got a market hitting 22,000. We've got intention stated by the Fed to ratchet up rates, to normalize rates. And yet we're still sitting here at 2.19% on the 10-year, which I think at some point something has to give. Now, the bond market so far this year is up about 3%, but of course the stock market has done much better than that. And I still say, as you look out over the next 3 to 5 year investment horizon, it would be pretty hard to plug in past bond returns over the last 5 years, 10 years, into future returns, expected returns. I don't know what numbers financial planners are using these days, but I continue to have a bond-free income portfolio. I just do not like the prospects of bonds. And yet there's still a hefty appetite, a hefty, hefty appetite for those bonds, as proved here recently by Tesla. Well, when we come back, we have seen more firings and more changes at the top and more disbanding of councils and advisors. Is Trump a lame duck president already? What will that do? Could that bring down this bull market, which has been going for 8+ years? More on that when we come back this week.
Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, as you probably know, if you've listened to my show for any period of time, I've been a bull on the market since September 27th, 2009. And while others, run onto the financial channels with their hair on fire, and others denounce earnings that they claim aren't real earnings, or a dollar that's going to crash, or gold that's going to soar, I have stayed right in the earnings camp. I follow earnings. And as long as earnings are growing in the market and in individual stocks, and as long as the market does not get too expensive, it's a pretty simple formula that cuts through all of the noise and all of the vibrations and all of the zigs and all of the zags that comes to us every day in the form of news, breaking news, this, that. I always return right back to earnings. If you recall, we've had several major plunges in the market this year. Some caused, remember Goldman Sachs with their tech warning, and the NASDAQ had a 2 or 3 day plunge there, and I came back, wrote my article, there's no bubble. There is no tech bubble, Goldman Sachs. And of course, the NASDAQ has come flying back nicely since then. We've had issues with North Korea. We've had lots of other issues, but it's always come back to earnings. And while I've liked, and I remain bullish right now, because the earnings expectations continue to point to record earnings this year for the S&P 500, and at a multiple in the 18 area, this market could continue to go higher, and we're looking for record earnings again next year. Now, all of that is subject to change. I update it every single week in the newsletter, my target price and earnings estimates, but it's remained pretty steady now for the last year or so. We just had a record quarter. Some 73% of the companies beat their earnings estimates. A large number of companies beat their sales estimates. And the market does seemingly continue to move higher. In my opinion, it continues to be the best asset class to be invested in. I have zero exposure to the bond market. I do have about 25% in cash right now, but the other 75% continues to be invested in the stock market. But I think right now the biggest threat to the stock market, and you've seen the market sell off whenever it feels like the pro-business or so-called Trump agenda is in trouble, is in jeopardy. When we saw the tax reform kind of go off the rails, or when there were perceived delays that wouldn't get done this year, you saw the market react in a negative way, because the market's worth even a lot more than where it is today if we were to get tax reform. Those earnings that are reported by companies are after-tax earnings. And if taxes go down on corporate America, we still pay the second highest rate in the world, earnings will go up. The market becomes more valuable. It's a mathematical equation. And while they're scrambling right now to try to get something together before their next recess, they didn't do so well when it came to healthcare reform. So there's not a lot of confidence right now. There's hope. Hope springs eternal. I mean, every year, Padres, this is their year. We're going to the World Series, baby. Hope springs eternal back there on the hill. And they're scrambling once again, trying to put together a tax reform package. But it seems to me that Mr. Trump, President Trump, has lost an awful lot of political capital. Not only did he lose a lot of political capital in the months leading up to the election, when he insulted a lot of people, personal attacks and whatnot, which never seemed to turn out very well, He's lost a lot of political capital since he's been the president. His council disbanded, you know. I really like the fact that he's assembling these folks from across America and CEOs and to see how we can get this economy growing faster than 2%. We have to get it growing faster than 2%. This 2% growth that we currently have has come from monetary policy. You take away the Fed keeping interest rates at zero for 8 years, and where would we have been? I don't think we would have had any gross domestic product growth. And now that the monetary policy well has run dry, and they're going the other way, not only are they not spiking the punch bowl anymore, it's cold turkey time. Going to have to get used to it. Going to have to sober up. The market is going to have to sober up, fly straight, get off the juice that's been growing the economy. Well, we need fiscal policy. We haven't had any fiscal policy. We heard the Fed Chairman Bernanke crying for fiscal. He says, I can't hold up the economy by myself over here with monetary policy, yet his cry for fiscal policy was met with deaf ears. He did not get any help whatsoever from the previous administration in the way of fiscal policy. And, of course, the current administration made it a big part of their platform that fiscal policy help for the economy is on the way. Fiscal policy comes in the way of tax reform, incentives for businesses to expand, to buy equipment, the lessening of regulations strangling the economy, help for Obamacare, which has also hurt the jobs market in many ways. And yet they couldn't get that done. They could not get that done. And now this fiscal policy stimulus that we so badly need is in jeopardy, as he's lost a lot of political capital. You know, in the end, it came down to one senator from Arizona who Trump had roundly criticized and made fun of, who voted against him. At times like that, you need all the political capital that you can muster. And, you know, there's a part of me that says, well, much of the damage on him has been inflicted by the 24/7 full court press that has been applied to get him out of office. They do not like him. The mainstream media, the Democrats, the left, they do not like this man. They want to get him out of office, but he inflicts most of the damage upon him himself. Therein is the problem, and I see it now starting to drift into the market. The market, which had his back and believed in everything he said and has rallied from 18,000 to 22,000 because of this pro-business stance. But the pro-business stance only moves forward if you've got the people behind you moving it forward, if you have unity, if you have folks that are supporting you, if you have economic councils and CEOs that are working together, and it's all coming apart at the seams right now. And this worries me about the market. In fact, in my newsletter over the weekend, I said that the biggest threat to the market right now is Mr. Trump himself. I think he probably had his worst week ever last week. Now, as he came in as the president, I had my worries, my fears. I've dealt with some narcissists in my life, and I see a lot of narcissistic tendencies in the man. But it took a guy like him to get elected. You know, you have to get elected first, and he did. People wanted that bombastic fighter thing. But at some point in time, you have to work together with people. You can't be tweeting out personal insults against CEOs of America and people in your own party, because when it comes time when you need them, they're not going to be there. It's not a good way to do business. And I've always said, you know, I look to the Sermon on the Mount as the model of how to treat people. Therein lies the best example of all time of how we should treat others. And yet Trump continues. He's got generals around him now. If they can rein him in, which doesn't seem possible, if they can't rein him in, I think the market could be in trouble here. So, listen, I'm still bullish, but I'm a little nervous right now. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's take a look at where we are, where we sit year to date. It's been a pretty good year in the market, obviously. Right now, with almost eight months gone, in the year, we have the S&P 500 up 8.3%. My target price at the beginning of the year for the S&P was about 2,400, and here we are at 2,425, but now we're looking ahead to next year's earnings estimates, 2018, and I publish that in my newsletter every week, my target price for next year, and of course, the target price would go higher if we were to get tax reform. Shorting the market has not been the way to go. Once again, the bears are getting crushed. If you just had a simple inverse fund, if you believed in the bears, if you believed in the Peter Schiff crowd and just shorted the S&P 500, you'd be down 8.6% so far this year, and you would have been crushed since 2009. And the fact of the matter is, any kind of scare or pullback in the market for the last 8-plus years has been a buying opportunity. Now, at some point in time, that will all come to an end. But being a bear has not been a very good way of dealing with this bull market, which has now taken the Dow from the 6,600 area to over 22,000. The forward PE of the market right now is at 17.2, which isn't cheap. I mean, 14.5 has been the low end during this bull market. 18 has been the high end. We're closer to the high end, but we continue to have a growing economy. We continue to have record earnings in the S&P 500, and we continue to have low interest rates. So the market can sustain that type of a multiple, but we do need to see continued growth, and it would really, really, really help to get some kind of fiscal policy jolt into this current economy. The Dow is currently up 9.7% year to date. It's done a little bit better than the S&P 500. There has been a pretty good appetite for some of the Dow stocks that pay dividends. The Boeings of the world, Apple's had a pretty good year in the Dow. The small cap stocks, however, are a red flag. If there's one red flag waving, I'm giving you the second red flag. My first red flag is the loss of political capital by our president, Mr. Trump, who's a pro-business president, but he needs all of the cooperation and teamwork and help that he can get to get through fiscal policy relief. And I think he's got a real uphill battle now. He's rubbed a lot of people in the wrong way, and they're not going to cooperate with him anymore. I think that's one threat. That's one red flag that's waving. Having said that, if you cut through that and look behind that, the earnings are still there to support a higher market. The S&P 600, however, is the second red flag that's waving right now. Not enough to make me a bear by any stretch of the imagination, but the small cap index is now in negative territory for the year. It's down 2.34% so far this year. It was up 25% last year. Now, just because the small cap index is negative, that's not going to bring the bull market to an end, but I don't like the fact that the small caps aren't participating in the new highs in the market. There's some divergence there, and I think the small caps are probably the best index to look at as far as an indicator of what the market thinks the probabilities are for a tax reform and tax cuts for corporate America. Because the small caps desperately need that. They don't have as much money to play around with. They don't have billions and billions of dollars parked overseas. They've been hit on several fronts, the small caps have. A lot of companies have been hit by the rising minimum wage requirements. A lot of the small caps have been hit by the Obamacare, the mandate. A lot of the small cap stocks are still paying the highest tax rate, second highest tax rate, corporate tax rate in the world. It's not easy being a small cap these days, is it? And that's showing up in the small cap index, which is now 2.3%. Small caps are supposed to lead the way here, and it could be a sign that maybe they're going to lead the market lower. So we have to keep our eye on that. The mid caps aren't doing much better. They are positive on the year. They're up 2%. The real action in 2018 has been in the emerging markets, especially China and India. That would have been a contrarian play at the beginning of the year. You had Trump rattling the saber at China and at our trade partners, wanting to balance out, bring the trade deficits more into balance. One would have thought this would have been bad for the emerging markets, but go figure, the emerging markets are up 20% so far this year. India's up 29%, China is up 21%. Meanwhile, the bond market is up just 2.6% on the year. Still a stock market world for now. And I'll keep you posted. And in the days ahead this week, I'll feature stocks that still are doing very well in this market and this economy. They still continue to grow at astonishing rates. You know, no, it's not the stocks of yesteryear. It's not the General Electrics. It's not the IBMs. No, they're the stocks, best stocks then. And we're interested in the best stocks now. The Alibabas of the world, and the companies that are growing by 50% per year, while Cisco's growing by 1 or 2% per year. All things being equal, I want the best growth companies, not only in America, but we look around the world, whether it be Europe, India, China, Latin America, or here in America. We want to put the 25 or 30 best stocks in each of the categories, aggressive growth, large cap conservative growth, or growth in income in our portfolios. If you'd like to talk to us about money management, it is GundersonCapital.com, or you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.